of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4 o'clock p.m. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Yes. Carrie Chen.
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
All board members are present.
Are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
Staff has three changes to make on the consent calendar, and this information is in the folder in front of you. The first item is item B7, again on the consent calendar, is the independent contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Special Education Marlene Barbie, PhD. This item is being pulled. It is no longer needed, and we are pulling this item. Next item, B10, approval of conference attendance. There are two changes to the attachment on the board agenda. The attachment was revised to include Via Corta Elementary staff who are attending the Response to Intervention Conference on November 4th, and that consists of 6 staff members from Via Corta. And also, the amounts that were listed for participants to the CSBA Annual Education Conference were inaccurate, and the attachment is now reflects the accurate amounts for the potential cost for attendance at that conference. And the third and final item is D4, which is the Human Resources Action Report, HR 19-2003. The attachment has been revised to remove Elsa Melendez from item under resignation on page 3, as she was placed there in error, and to add Raquel Anita Garcia to the resignation list. So Elsa is not resigning. It was placed in error, but Rachel or Raquel Anita Garcia is resigning. Sorry for those corrections.
I have a question. Is the item before the last one that you're pulling, I think it was the conference, was it conferences?
No, the item that's being pulled is B7, which is a contract agreement with Marlene Barbie. Staff is pulling that, and it is no longer needed.
I wanted to pull the one that we were ratifying our own trips to SBS, the conference in December, because I think we should do that out loud, because we're always accused of trying to cover things up for expenses, so. I don't even remember what number.
I do know that number. That's B10. So it is necessary that the board vote on it,
right,
for attendance. So you would like to pull it to do it in public.
Not in consent.
Not in consent.
Consent.
Okay. That's the pleasure of the board. We can pull that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is that what the board,
the board
would like,
board?
Everybody?
That's fine.
Okay.
So item B10 will be pulled from consent and discussed as a separate item.
Okay, may I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Thursday, October 10, 2019, with pulling item B10 and the corrections that we just heard?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? A motion carries. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
None have been received.
We will recess to closed session at 4:03 p.m. Good evening. We apologize for being a few minutes late. We have returned to open session at 6:09. All in attendance will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Megan Gear, Roland High School student.
Can everybody please stand up, face the flag, take off any hats you may be wearing, put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was nice. That's the first time I heard anybody say that part. There is no closed session report tonight. Next, we are going to move to the board recognitions. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you. We have a group of students from Roland High School that we would like to recognize this evening. If the board could please join me in the front of the dais, I'll ask Dr. Zamora to please come to the mic.
Didn't take off my jacket.
splendid. Thank you. Tonight, we're excited to recognize our National Merit Scholarship Program recipients. The National Merit Scholarship Program is an academic competition for recognition and scholarships that began in 1955. High school students enter the National Merit Program by taking the PSAT, or the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, a test that served as an initial screening for more than 1.6 million students. The National Merit Scholarship Program commended students. From Roland High School, there are 10 students who are being recognized by the 2020 National Merit Scholarship Board for exceptional academic promise demonstrated by their outstanding performance on the qualifying test used for program entry. These students are among the 50,000 highest scoring participants and were each named a 2019 National Merit Scholarship Program commended student. The RUSD board is here to congratulate the following students. We also have our principal, Mr. Mitch Brunier, here. I'd like to recognize him as well. Our commended students are Derek Ann, C.U. Chen, Alexis Lau, Lucas Lau, Amy Lee, Sarah Liang, Justin Liu, Justin Gerard Perez. Let's give him a hand. We also have two semifinalists that we'd like to bring up as well. We have semifinalist Milo Chang and Ethan Su. Please join me in congratulating their outstanding performance.
On behalf of the board, I would like to recognize and thank the Roland High School students, parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments at tonight's board meeting. Roland High School Principal Mitchell Brunier, along with students Jeffrey Ngo, Chloe Amper, Lee Yang, Megan Gear, and Ariana Zapata, will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their organization.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Megan Gear, and I'm the 2019 to 2020 ASB President for Roland High School. I am accompanied by my executive board, and we are here today to present to you all that Roland High School has to offer. This is our Roland High School mission statement. We are committed to the development of all students as thinkers, communicators, and contributors, which would be accomplished through instructional practices and curriculum marked by rigor, relevance, and relationships. Our students will be supported as they engage in high school experience, graduate, and become responsible members of society. Our staff and students got together to create our RADAR goals: thinkers, communicators, and contributors. These goals are practiced within the classroom and are present throughout all of the extracurriculars we have to offer. ASB also centers our rallies and activities around these ideals. Our presentation will go more in depth into what each goal is and how it is implemented into our campus. Let me introduce to you Jeffrey Noh, who will be going over thinkers.
All right. Thank you, Megan. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Noh, and I'm Roland High School's ASB treasurer for this school year. Our first RADAR goal is to be a thinker. Roland High School exhibits the characteristics of thinkers through the curriculum and activities established by the administrators and staff to prepare students to be confident problem solvers of society. Roland High School offers students the choice to make more advanced and rigorous courses with the addition of academic organizations to further expand the students' involvement for their preferred career pathways. Here are some of the academic aspects of Roland High School. 75% of all students at Roland who take an AP test pass with a 3 or higher for all AP tests. Our honor classes enrollment have increased by 1%, and it's a 20% increase over the past 11 years. There's a 3% increase of students that take an A to G course at Roland High School. Our state testing results have increased in both English, reading, and writing, as well as mathematics. Roland is proud to have 10 of our own students commended as National Merit Scholars, 2 semifinalists, and 2 in the National Hispanic Recognition Program. The growth and focus of our CTE programs include the transition of ROP classes to RUSD classes, upgraded facilities like our new medical room, and our high-tech projects, including the assembly of an electric car by our own auto students. All of our CT courses are articulated with Mount SAC, with the exception of auto, which is articulated with Rio Hondo. Roland also offers academic competitions for students to join, like FCCLA, FBLA, Academic Decathlon, and more, that compete locally, state, and nationwide. Now I'd like to introduce our ASB speaker house, our speaker of our house, Leigh.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Leigh Yang, and I'm the speaker of the house for the 2019 to 2020 school year. And today I will be presenting on communicators. Right, so I believe that there is good communication between the staff and the administration at our school. If students have any questions or comments, they're always free to contact our staff. Our staff is often seen around campus and at most school-related events, whether it is educational, athletic, or related to any performing arts. There's also good communication between students through the use of social media and e-flyers. There are also many ASB events around our campus, too, where various efforts are put in to bring participation and awareness to issues that our students may have. Many support days are set throughout the school year. For example, there's No Backpack Day, where students learn about the RADAR goals, and Digital Citizenship Day, which is coming up soon. Our school offers many visual performing arts activities, including groups that hold festivals, competitions, as well as performing in certain school events. Parent involvement is also very active. For example, there's the Parent Academy, Pueblo, Booster Clubs, PTSA, English Language Advisory Committee, School Site Council, that all help to better our school and all work towards the students. Roland's website and Parent Portal is another resource where usage is high. Parents can find answers to their questions and more information about the school and its different events. College and Career Center is also coming soon to our school. Next, I'll be introducing our Vice President, Chloe Amper.
Good evening. My name is Chloe Amper, and I'm this year's ASB Vice President this year. Roland High School students have a variety of ways to contribute to our school by joining clubs, athletics, and VAPA, or in other words, visual arts and performing arts. Roland offers a variety of over 65 clubs on campus, including leadership and service clubs. We also have the academic competition groups such as FCCLA, Academic Decathlon, Mock Trial, ProStart, Auto, and Skills USA, which are extracurricular that focus on scholarship achievement. This is to help students learn skills that will allow them to go into the world and do something better for our community. Some examples and acolytes would be FCCLA, a group that has students included on the state board, FBLA, which has competitions throughout the year that many students have placed in, Skills USA, which competes in robotics, HOSA, which focuses on health and medicine, and ProStart, which focuses on culinary arts. These groups offer countless opportunities to receive scholarships and are able to cater to the diverse interests at our campus. We offer different avenues for students to contribute outside of the classroom. Our athletics also has new opportunities such as Badminton Club, which advanced to CIF for the first time. Due to these kinds of contributions, we earned the 5-time Valley Vista League Sportsmanship Award and CIF Champions of Character Award school-wide. Many groups on campus also contribute to facilitating the annual Buckboard Day Parade for community service. Clubs such as CSF and Key Club do beach cleanups and or participate in the AIDS Walk. The Roland High School History Department is also now working with the Los Angeles County Department of Regional to create a policy document of the East San Gabriel Valley over the next few decades. Now I'll be introducing our ASB Secretary, Ariana Zapata.
Good evening, my name is Ariana Zapata and I am the ASB Secretary at Roland. As a result of all the hard work and dedication both students and staff put into making Roland High School the best it can be, Roland has been recognized by the state as a Gold Ribbon School and a California Distinguished School. Additionally, Roland has received a recent WASC accreditation for the next 6 years, as well as been recognized for our outstanding CTE program. Over the years, Roland High School has been an environment that has helped so many of its students learn, grow, and move on to the next chapter in their lives. Our school will continue to thrive and push its students towards excellence. Future Raiders will know what it means to be a thinker, communicator, and contributor. Thank you.
And while you're coming forward, on behalf of the Board of Education, you guys did an outstanding job. Thank you so much. We enjoyed your presentation. Next is the superintendent's report by Dr. Mitchell.
Great, perfect. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I wanted to share, we have a few events that are coming up. Wanted to make sure that everyone is aware we have our Buckboard Day Parade. It is coming up on Saturday, October the 19th. So please come out and join our community in this annual event. We have many of our schools and students and staff participating. So look forward to seeing everyone there. Also, we have our 4th annual State of the Schools, which is on Friday, October the 25th, which is supported and sponsored by the 4S Foundation. Also wanted to share that this evening is the first of 4 public hearings that we have the opportunity to hear from the public regarding the California Voting Rights Act and the potential move to voting area districts or by trustee voter area districts. And so we have our public hearing this evening on the 10th of October. We'll have another public hearing on the 24th of October, a third public hearing on the 14th of November, and the last public hearing on December the 12th. So in addition to the public hearings that are being held here with the board, we do have information meetings that are taking place throughout the community and various community groups to be able to share information and ask any questions of our community. We also have all of this information on our district webpage, so you can find information under the California Voting Rights Act, or CVRA, on our district webpage. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we will move to the Student Board Representatives' reports. Liang, Roland High School ASB Speaker of the House, will provide a report. Is she here? Okay.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Liang, and I am the 2019 through 2020 Speaker of the House for Roland High School. From the last board meeting in September 12th, many events have taken place during this busy month of school. The first event that took place in September was our senior event, the senior barbecue on the 13th. The event was a success as many seniors showed up wearing orange in support of anti-bullying. They were served hot dogs, chips, and lemonade. Seniors also had the opportunity to vote for the top six homecoming court. On September 19th, Roland High School hosted the district's annual fair night. Students and parents were well informed through the multitude of colleges at the fair, the advertiser's school, and provided students and parents with the information they needed before making their big decision. Although there was no school on September 20th, the Roland football team still held a home game against Diamond Bar that Friday. Students were decked out in neon colors, as the theme night was Neon Night, and were able to throw powder at the end to celebrate their win. On September 22nd, the festivities for the homecoming week began with the decorating of the school buildings in preparation for the homecoming spirit week, homecoming rally, homecoming halftime, and the homecoming dance. The school was filled with spirit, as blue and yellow posters, as well as a number of photo ops surrounded all parts of the school. Monday, September 23rd marked the first day of the homecoming spirit week. Students dressed up in jerseys, as the Monday spirit day was Jersey Day. Tuesday was Twin Day, where students could find a partner and wear the exact same clothing with each other. The homecoming top six rally also took place that Tuesday, where the six homecoming princesses and six princes were introduced and demonstrated their dancing skills. Students voted for the homecoming king and queen after the rally at the quad. Wednesday was Drip or Drown, where students decked out in as many brands as they could. Thursday was TikTok Day, which was a reference to the viral video-taking app that has started many trends. Students could dress up as any trend that originated from the app. Lastly, Friday was Return of Roland Thunder. The whole school was encouraged to wear our school colors, blue and gold. This was also our annual homecoming spirit rally. The spirit rally included performances from choir, cheer, drumline, dance club, boy cheerleaders, and our two new mascots, who promoted the homecoming game and Battle of the Tracks, and even a dance from our own ASB. A surprise event was held at the rally, as our principal, Mr. Brunier, was newly inducted into the Roland Hall of Fame. The same night, we held our homecoming game, which also happened to be our Battle of the Tracks game against Nogales High School. Our students showed up in blue and gold in the spirit of keeping Tina, our Battle of the Tracks trophy. During the halftime show, the new homecoming queen, Janelle Alvarado, was announced, and the fireworks were set off to congratulate all the nominees and our win at the end of the night. Saturday, September 28th, was our homecoming dance. The theme was City Beyond the Stars. This year, we included more interactive photo ops, like a balloon wall, and introduced the flipbook, which is a series of pictures that, when flipped through, would make it seem like the students in the picture are moving. All of the decorations and backdrops made it seem like we were in a city in the clouds. The homecoming king, Milo Chang, was also announced at the dance. Our dance brought in many different students, and everyone enjoyed the night. The introduction of Say Hello Week also took place the same week as Homecoming Spirit Week. On Monday, students made and passed out motivational rocks to other students during lunch at our new quad. On Tuesday, a Zumba class was held during lunch at the hideout. On Wednesday, ASB members and club officers were encouraged to go out of their comfort zone to talk to someone who they were not close to and bring them and a friend to our ice cream social during lunch. Mr. Brunier and one of our counselors, Mrs. Huttman, dished out the ice cream for the students. It was a total success, as I saw many unfamiliar faces that came to get some free ice cream with their friends. On Thursday, students had the opportunity to grab a task from our jar of tasks during lunch at the stage. Finishing the week strong, on Friday, ASB members passed out keychains to the school as a reminder and encouragement to make new friends and reach out to those you don't know. On October 3rd, ASB went to the California Activities Director Association Student Leadership Conference. At this conference, ASB members learned a variety of new and creative activities and were inspired by many of the keynote speakers as well as ASBs from other different schools. This past Monday, October 7th, was the senior night and last home game for volleyball. The theme was Pink Out, and all of our seniors, volleyball girls, were introduced and recognized. On Friday, October 11th, we will be hosting the Fall Sports Rally to recognize all the fall sports. The theme is Spooky Season, and will be decorated in fall and Halloween-related decor. We will hold a relay competition between the sports at the rally, and we will be rewarding the winner with a small prize. October 7th will be our parent-teacher conferences. October 18th is Digital Citizenship Day, where all the students will be led in a variety of lessons. New this year is a presentation from CyberCop. The assembly will be all about cyber safety. The presentation to students will cover the following topics: not allowing strangers in your network, the consequences of mean, rude, or threatening messages, sexual exploitation, criminal harassment, and threats, and how to respond to these issues. The ultimate message of the presentation is how to create a positive online reputation. From October 21st to the 25th, Roland will have another Spirit Week, this time focusing on character awareness. For each day, students are encouraged to wear a certain color to represent a certain trait. Monday is responsibility and citizenship, which is represented by the colors purple and green. This day will also include a presentation to all students on the places to go if students are in need of assistance. Tuesday is trust, which is represented by the color blue. Wednesday is fairness, which is represented by the color orange. Thursday is family, represented by the colors of pink and red, to go along with our football theme night of pink out. Friday will be respect, which is represented by the color yellow. Different activities will be planned during lunchtime to provide students with information and stress-releasing activities. The last week of October will be the annual Red Ribbon Week. Another Spirit Week will be happening, as well as activities during lunch, to provide students with the negative effects of drugs. The final day of this Spirit Week will be Halloween, Scare Off Drugs. We will host our Halloween rally that will be held at lunch. There will be a costume competition judged by Mr. Bunyer. Our performing arts program are busy practicing for the upcoming competitions. We personally invite the board members and district personnel to our annual band field show this Saturday night at Roland High School. The field show begins at 3 p.m. with our very own Roland Regiment taking the field at 8 p.m. I look forward to seeing the entire field show. Through this busy month of many activities, Roland High School has continued and will continue to represent the Raider goals of being thinkers, communicators, and contributors to become a better Raider every day. Thank you.
Lee, on behalf of the board, thank you for sharing all the things that are happening at Roland High School. We do appreciate it. Next, Jacqueline Sanchez and Exalia Trujillo, Santa Ana High School ASB members, will provide a report. Thank you for being here.
Good evening, members of the board, and Dr. Mitchell, it's good seeing you again.
My name is Sulali Trujillo.
My name is Jacqueline Sanchez.
How are you guys doing this evening?
We enjoyed when Dr. Rivas, Dr. Mitchell visited us at Santana. We especially appreciate your help, Dr. Mitchell, when we ran into a problem with our balloon stomp, and you helped us find a new area for the event to take place.
We have had some really fun activities at Santana, which one was a balloon stomp, along with the field trip to the North Orange County Justice Center, where we met and talked with multiple judges. We also had the opportunity to observe a jury trial. It was a very enlightening and sometimes intense experience.
Activities that are coming up at Santana are a field trip to Cal State Long Beach, a field trip to the Laguna Art Museum, and October 17th is our back-to-school night. ASB is also getting ready for our first blood drive of the year.
Today we had our first mental health fair, where multiple agencies came up and spoke with us about the services they have for anyone who is struggling with mental health issues. Teen Line spoke to the whole school on the subjects of bullying and suicide.
We would like to thank you for supporting Santana. We appreciate the smaller environment and smaller class sizes, where we have the freedom to ask questions, to grow in our people skills, and be ourselves.
Being in a small school allows us to develop one-on-one relationship with staff members and students. Having the support of the Santana staff gives us the confidence we need to recover credits and work towards our graduation.
Thank you for taking the time to come visit us at our school and investing in Santana. Have a good evening.
Thank you guys.
Ladies, on behalf of the board, thank you so much for all those things you said about Santana. Next, we will have a staff report. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time. Oh, I wanted to make sure Noel Galison is not here. Brianna Lopez, correct? Okay, sorry. No?
All right. At this time, I'm going to turn the podium over to Dr. Michael Tincup, who is our Director of Special Education, to share just a very brief information and presentation to the board on PIR, which is Performance Indicator Review. So he just has a few slides to share to update the board with the work that's taking place.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Good evening, board, cabinet, Dr. Mitchell. I have some exciting results to share with you tonight regarding special education and our performance indicator review. In special education, we have quite a few mandates that we have to comply with. PIR is one of them. There are 17 special education state performance indicators that we have to comply with the California Department of Education. It gets a little complicated, so I'm going to keep it simplistic tonight with respect to just talking about PIR. PIR is one of four compliance processes that the state of California requires us to engage in. PIR covers eight of the 17 indicators. Those eight indicators are 1 through 5, 6, 8, and 14. I'm going to talk about what those are in a minute, but if you're out of compliance on any of those eight indicators, you become a member of PIR, and you get to do certain things to try and improve your progress with students with disabilities. So we've been identified for PIR for the last 4 years since I've been here. And the way that the data is collected, it's actually pulled out of the students' IEPs. And then we take a look at the data, and if we miss certain percentages in certain areas, then we're found out of compliance and we have to improve. All California districts are engaged in PIR. And a majority of them, particularly in the area of statewide assessments, and ELA and math. So I don't know what happened to that slide, that really went haywire. So one, graduation rates, that's one of the eight. Two, dropout rate. Three, statewide assessments. Four is suspension and expulsion. Five is least restrictive environment. I'll expound on that in a minute. Six is preschool LRE. Eight is parent involvement. And 14 is post-school outcomes. So when we talk about least restrictive environment, the others are somewhat self-explanatory, but five is a really important one because least restrictive environment basically references two things. When a student is identified as having needs and requires special education services, there are goals that we create. And those goals are met by services to reach those goals. The services can be provided in a general education setting or a special education setting. The least restrictive environment is considered 100% in a general education setting. The most restrictive environment is 100% in a special education setting. So what happens is when they look at these data, CDE really wants to see most of our students with disabilities being educated in the least restrictive environment. So as close as possible to 100% in the general education setting. I'll come back to what our percentages are in a minute, but I wanted to talk a little bit about our improvement over time with respect to just the indicators. In 2015-16, we were out of compliance on four indicators: graduation rate, statewide assessments, least restrictive environment, and post-school outcomes. Last year, we were out of compliance only on two indicators. So that's those are great gains. We're really excited about that, that we went from four to two. But we're still out of compliance in the areas of statewide assessments and LRE. So the statewide assessments, again, are referencing ELA and math in particular, and students with disabilities performances in those areas. And then I just explained least restrictive environment. So these data are actually the most exciting data. So before I get into it, though, less restrictive environment, we want the number to decrease. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then obviously, in the achievement areas, we want the number to increase. So what the LRE indicator asks us to do, and where we've worked really, really hard, is that CDE wants to see less than 22.6% of students with disabilities in a regular education class less than 40% of the day. So again, I know these statistics. So less than 22% of students with disabilities, we have about 1,560, in the regular education class less than 40% of the day. So you want that percentage to come down. You want it to get below 22.6. In 15-16, we were at 35%. Most recently, we're down to 25%. To me, that is a fantastic gain, and we're really, really excited about it. In terms of ELA achievement and math achievement, this is even better statistics and better news tonight, because we just got our scores officially yesterday. In ELA, we want greater than 14.9% to get out of performance indicator review, meeting the requirements of CDE. And in 17-18, we were at 14%, just missed the mark. But more recently, which was yesterday, we got to 16%. And we are now officially out of PIR for ELA. So that is a fantastic achievement, and actually really, really excited about it. Similarly, in math, greater than 12.6% is what is required by CDE. We were 11% in 17-18 and increased again to 16%. So again, we have made great gains in ELA and math for our students with disabilities. And very, very happy and very, very proud to continue to be part of the RUSD team. So thanks.
Mike, on behalf of the board, just want to say thank you so much for great news, and thank you for all your hard work. We appreciate it. As you and your team.
Thanks.
Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening?
Yes, we do have comments this evening.
Please note the public is welcome to provide comment to the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on non-agenda items or information you may bring up that are not in the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. Sharon Carrillo. Mm.
Just in the back.
Good evening, Board of Education members, Superintendent Julie Mitchell, cabinet members, and audience. I'm here this evening to speak about our frustrations and negotiations. Every story has two sides, and we feel that the board hears only what the district wants to share with you. Now, before I continue on, I do want to acknowledge that in the summer, CSEA continued to meet and negotiate. In July, we all believed that we might have an agreement. However, we had a fresh set of eyes review the items, and there was room for improvement. I'm not sure what, if anything, has been relayed to you about this, but our facilitator, Steve Barber, has said that you don't have an agreement until you have an agreement on everything. So for us to go back and review the items of interest was not against any rules of negotiating with the IBB method. On Friday, October 4th, after hours of discussion and 88 options, granted that had been developed on that day and in previous meetings, we still could not come up with a stick design for one article. There were a couple of times when we said we agree and it was going to be typed up, but then something came up. One time it came back, but was not what we agreed to. In regards to the early retirement incentive for December, we realize at this point it is not going to happen. It's unfortunate that it did not happen, and there are many, many disappointed employees. So the district had mentioned an early retirement incentive for June or earlier. Why is it so hard for the district to even give us a deadline to have everything in place in order to proceed with the June date? We want the district to negotiate in good faith, come to the sessions prepared and ready to move forward with no delay. We are asking the board to direct the district to move forward with negotiations and come to the sessions ready to negotiate. Thank you.
Marco Maldonado.
Good evening, Board President, members of the board, and district management. I'd like to just piggyback off of what Sharon Carrillo said. I stand before you once again to ask for a simple yet complicated request that the board direct the district to please split the incentive from contract negotiations. I have a duty as a member of CSEA's negotiating team to try to negotiate the best contract for our members here, and it is tough to do that with an artificial deadline on our back. So please, board, direct the district to just split the incentive from negotiations. Thank you.
So we have many people for Associated Roland Teachers. I'd like to call their names, and will the following people that have submitted a request to address the board come forward at the time to speak? So that way you can make a line. Because of time? Shay Lohman? What did he say? Is that okay? Tammy Swaki? You don't want?
No, we'll come up. Yeah, they're ready, but they're ready. So as you call them up after the next speaker, they're ready. So, all right. But the time is when the speakers are speaking. I just want to clarify that.
Okay, right. Shay Lohman.
Thank you. All right, good evening. My name is Shay Lohman. I'm the president of the Association of Roland Educators, and it is nice to see so many of my friends and fellow union leaders in attendance tonight, along with our CSEA brothers and sisters. We are here in unity tonight to express our support for the ARE bargaining team. It is essential that it is understood that our contract proposal is a representation of the issues and proposed solutions that 700 educators that we represent have brought forward. I will double down on the argument that I made last month at this podium. We need to be willing to spend down our outrageous level of financial reserves to address the issues brought forward in our bargaining proposal. Such large financial reserves represent unmet needs. It represents students that are without proper support services to address clear and present academic deficiencies. It represents special ed caseloads that are unmanageable. It represents educators taking on jobs that used to be done by our classified brothers and sisters, and in turn leaving us with less time to prepare effective lessons and robbing students of the opportunity to develop meaningful relationships with their educators. Our unreasonable level of reserves represents the fact that our employees have solely taken on the burden of increased healthcare costs since 2014. It represents a salary that is slipping behind our neighboring districts. It represents the fact that our students and our families are being cheated out of tax money allocated for their education and the well-being of this community. Here are some facts. We are spending 4% less of our budget on employee compensation now than we did in 2013 and 14, and that includes our CSCA family. Fact two, in 2014, many people said our deal at that time would bankrupt our USD. We had $54 million at the bank in that time, and last month, the unaudited actuals showed nearly the same exact financial reserve as it did in 2014. We said it wouldn't bankrupt us, and it clearly didn't. Trust us when we say that it is affordable. History has proven us correct time and time again. We are clearly asking you tonight to have our back. This community has entrusted you to run this school district with the full expectation and knowledge that you would be listening and supporting your educators. One simple way to display this public support publicly is by wearing your Red for Ed button tonight. And at all of we're in our community, at our grocery stores, show that support for your educators. This, coupled with your leadership on these bargaining issues, will send a clear message to our educators and this community that you stand with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Tammy Sawaki.
Hello, my name is Tammy Sawicki. I'm an educator at Rorimer School. These postcards represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. One simple way to show support is by wearing your Red for Ed button now and out in the community.
Sorry, Lisa Boyd.
Hi, my name is Lisa Boyd, and I am I work at Killian Elementary. I'm a speech pathologist, and I'm also a credentialed teacher. I am proud to be part of ARE, and I really hope that we can consider putting in the in the contract, a cap of 55 students so that we can have excellent quality speech therapy for our students. And I hope that we can consider adding substitutes to help us continue to provide good speech therapy for our students. Thank you so much.
Miguel Espinosa.
Hello, President Friedman, board members, Dr. Mitchell, and members of the cabinet. I'm here to represent the teachers from Giano who couldn't make it tonight, and I'm here also to drop off their cards to ask for your support to honor what they do in the classroom, and to ask you to also read those red buttons tonight and in the community. Thank you.
Maria Pena.
Good evening. My name is Maria Pena, and I am an educator at Roland High School, and I'm also representing Shallon Elementary. These are postcards represented from our staff at both schools for an agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. One simple way to show support is by wearing your Red for Ed button now and out in the community. Thank you.
Alicia Hernandez. Alicia Hernandez.
Good evening, board members and superintendent. I'm here to represent Alvarado Middle School. They couldn't be here because of parent conferences, but I'm here to say on their behalf that we ask for your support, support in the contract and negotiations. We stand by ARE, and we hope that you do too. Thank you.
Debbie Dock. Debbie.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the board, and the cabinet. My name is Debbie Dowk. I'm an educator and specifically a kindergarten teacher at Telesis Academy. These postcards that you are receiving represent our staff's support for an agreement that, of course, honors the work that we do for our students. We also would like to thank you for your continued support and the understanding. We believe that together we will continue to do what is best for our students and the teachers who work hard to assure that our students reach their full potential. Thank you so much for your time and attention. Have a good evening.
Deidre Larson. Deidre.
Hi, my name is Deidre Larson, and I am an ARE board member. I am presenting these cards on behalf of our ARE members who cannot be here due to their professional obligations, Parent Conference Week. We would like the board members to support our agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. And one simple way you can show this is by wearing your Red for Ed pin in the community and right now. Thank you.
Victor Guzman.
Thank you.
District East board members, good evening. Dr. Mitchell, the cabinet members. My name is Victor Guzman. I'm an educator at Hurley Elementary, an amazing dual language school. And the postcards that we're bringing to you are represent the hard work that our staff does every day that honors the work that we do for our students to make our district the best there is. And one simple way that you can continue showing the support for our great and amazing staff and our ARE bargaining team is to wear your Red for Ed button now and always throughout the community. Thank you for all you do for us.
Rosa Rodriguez. Rosa.
Hi, good evening. My name is Rosa Rodriguez. I'm an educator at Nogales High School. These postcards represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. One simple way to show support is by wearing your Red for Ed button now and out in the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cindy Jones. Cindy.
Hello, my name is Cindy Jones. I teach at Roland Elementary, and I'm here to represent all of the teachers at our school. Every one of the ARE members would like you to support our bargaining efforts, and every one of them filled out a postcard showing you that they would like you to show your support for our ARE members.
Michelle Willie. Michelle.
The clapping. My name is Michelle, and I'm an educator at Jellick Elementary. These postcards represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. One simple way to show support for our is by wearing your Red for Ed button now and out in community and forever and ever. Thank you.
Yvonne Hoffman. Yvonne.
Good evening, Dr. Mitchell and board members. My name is Yvonne Hoffman, and I'm an educator at Hollingworth Elementary. These postcards represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. One simple way to show support is by wearing your Red for Ed button now and out in the community. Thank you for your time.
Ivania Ortega.
Good evening, board members and Dr. Mitchell. My name is Ivani Ortega, and I am a special ed
educator at Northern Elementary. These cards represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do with our students. One simple way you can show your support is by wearing your ARE button now and in the community. Thank you.
Melissa Henley. Melissa.
Good evening. My name is Melissa Henley. On behalf of our Oswald Academy staff, I'm here tonight to tell you that we strongly support our ARE bargaining team, and these cards send our message that we do need your support. Thank you.
Maria Monois.
Hello. My name is Maria Mauna from Santana High School. I am an ARE rep member. These are postcards that represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do for our students. One simple way to show support is by wearing your red for Ed button now and out in the community. Thank you.
Dan Bernal.
Good evening. My name is Dan Bernal, and I'm from Yorbita Elementary. And these postcards are being handed out by Ms. Fox. She's been with us for 35, what, almost 40 years? 33. So I exaggerate at times, don't I? But these postcards, in any case, represent our staff support for an agreement that honors the work that we do for your students and our students. It's one very simple but powerful way to show your support, and also by wearing the Red for Ed buttons now and out in our community. Thank you for your support.
Roy Humphreys.
And would you note that my card was the first card turned in this evening?
Okay, thank you. I'm Roy Humphreys, and the key issue before the board tonight is the California Voters' Rights Act 2001, now delayed 18 years and 2 years after the letter of intent by this board. The issue of 18-year delay of enacting and denial of the voting rights of the citizens of this district must be dealt with most expeditious manner possible. It is a travesty, to say the least. Given the history of civil rights in this country and those who gave their lives and lost their livelihoods due to this, just amplifies this 18-year delay is an abomination. And also I request that the maps and distribution areas provided by Carlos Perez, attorney at law, regarding this and action be posted on the website, your district website, for download for people's consideration as a point of transparency. And further, we must thank Carlos Perez, but for without his endeavor, this travesty of denial of voting rights would have gone on unabated for eternity, as we know the character of this district. And also these maps, so forth, can be seen on Roland Heights Buzz, on Nextdoor, Otterbein Fairway, and also on my YouTube site. Thank you.
Next, we will have a public hearing regarding the California Voting Rights Act. Okay. We're going to have to continue with our meeting. Thank you. I don't want to clear the room. Thank you for stopping. Next, we will have a public hearing regarding the California Voting Rights Act and transition from an at-large to by-trustee area-based voting system for school board members. The board took action and adopted Resolution SO 171801 on September 14, 2017 to transition to a by-trustee area electoral system commencing with the November 2020 election to ensure compliance with the California Voter Rights Act, CVRA. The board will hold a public hearing to receive input from the community on the criteria
that will be utilized to establish the trustee area map and identify the trustee areas in which elections will be held in 2020 and 2022. Prior to the opening of the public hearing, Larry Furtshaw from Cooperative Strategies will present information on the transition from at-large elections to by-trustee area elections. I will turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So this evening we have a, as President Friedman had shared, we have a brief presentation to share with the audience about the transition from at-large voting to by-trustee area. So we have Larry Furtshaw, who is here from Cooperative Strategies, and he has a brief PowerPoint presentation, which we will load. You can pass that to him. And we also have Ron Wenkart here for legal counsel. So it should anyone from the community have any questions, we would be able to, they would be able to answer. But this is a public hearing, so this is not an agendized item for the board piece, but it is our opportunity to hear from the public about the transition and for us to have individuals share. So once this presentation is done, there is the opportunity for the public to provide comment. And should translation services be needed, we do have that available.
No problem. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell, and members of the board. Larry Furtshaw with Cooperative Strategies. I have, a brief presentation to go over, just to kind of introduce this topic to members of the public so we can have that public hearing. As we've discussed, the board is transitioning from an at-large method of election to a by-area method of election. You can see on the screen here there are three methods of election that are allowed under the Education Code, the current at-large method of election, a from-area method of election, which involves having voting areas where members are elected from, but it still involves an at-large election for all those board members. And then finally, the by-trustee area method of election is the one that you're transitioning to, which is the only one that is immune from challenge under the California Voting Rights Act. So that, again, took effect in 2003 and prohibits the use of at-large elections if it can be shown that those elections result in racially polarized voting that inhibit members of protected classes from being able to influence the outcome of elections. Protected classes are defined under the Federal Voting Rights Act as historic racial or ethnic minority groups within this country, and you've taken that action to move forward with this transition at this time. So I know, Dr. Mitchell, you laid out the calendar earlier in the presentation or in the board meeting, so we have that on the screen now. You can see all the board meetings that we'll be talking about this subject between now and December. We'll have the second pre-map public hearing in 2 weeks, and then on or about November 7th, we'll post on the district's website some proposed scenarios for the board to consider. That will be the subject of the public hearing on November 14th, which would be the first public hearing on the maps themselves, followed by December 12th would be the second public hearing on the maps and the opportunity for the board to select a map and finalize the transition process with a adoption of a resolution requesting that the LA County Committee on School District Organization approve the change. You can see from there, the County Committee on School District Organization would hold a meeting as early as January, maybe a little bit later, because they sometimes take a few months to get the meetings organized, all with the intent of having this completed by the November 2020 election. So the question often is asked, you know, how do you go about drawing these trustee areas? What goes into the process? So we've laid out here the considerations in drawing trustee areas. First and foremost, each one has to be roughly equal in terms of total inhabitants. We are going to have to base this on the 2010 census, which is the most recent time that every nose in the district was counted. So we know how many people were in the district and where they reside, regardless of age or citizenship status. So they have to be roughly equal. We're allowed a variance of up to 10% between the largest and smallest areas. And we'll talk about numbers in a little bit. The areas have to be drawn to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act, meaning we can't do anything in creating these areas that inhibits members of protected classes from being able to influence the election. So if we had an area where a protected class was congregated in a concentrated area and we went ahead and divided that group up into two or three areas to dilute their voting strength, that would be something that would be in violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. So we're not going to do that. The areas have to be contiguous, can't start in one part of the district, stop, and then pick up on the other side of town. They have to be as compact as possible. Want to look at communities of interest and keeping those together. And, you know, that's really something for the community through these public hearings to help us define what are those communities of interest and where are they and how do we look at those. We want to look at man-made and natural geographic features, trying to make these boundaries logical, easy to follow. Incumbency is an allowable consideration. It can't be a primary consideration, but it can be among the considerations. And lastly, if there was any considerations in terms of school sites, attendance boundaries, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes too. So this slide just highlights the demographic numbers. Again, looking at the 2010 census, 108,603 residents of the district at the time of the 2010 census. That means areas of 21,720 each. Again, plus or minus 10% between the largest and smallest. So that's a variance of 2,100 people between the largest and smallest areas. You can see the ethnic breakdown there, just about equal Hispanic, Latino, and Asian on total population, as well as 18 and over. It skews a little, you know, the Asian percentage increases by about 3 points and the Latino percentage decreases by a little bit. But those are the two largest groups and would be considered protected classes under the Federal Voting Rights Act. The map on the left just highlights the different communities that are served within the school district's boundaries. I will pause here to say we've been talking about the 2010 census, and we all know that there's going to be another census in a couple months. Once we get that data in 2021, we'll look at these areas and see if you're in balance still or not. If you're not, then you would have to make adjustments to those areas to get back into that 10% balance, and you'd have until about March of 2022 to get that done for the 2022 election. The next two slides look at citizen voting age population. And so we've talked about the 2010 census. Every year, the census also does a sampling of households within the United States through the American Community Survey. And they aggregate that data into five-year rolling averages of information. And so what we call here is the citizen voting age population, or CVAP, just to add another acronym to the school district world. And so this looks at people who are 18 and over and citizens, so therefore would be able to register to vote. So you can see the largest group based on that metric is the Asian population at just about 46%, followed by the Hispanic-Latino population at just under 38%, and the white population at about 11.25%. The map on the right-hand side just highlights areas of concentration of Hispanic-Latino citizen voting age population. The darker the red color indicates a higher concentration, and we see kind of in that just north of the city of industry portion, we see in the portion of city of La Puente, and the South San Jose Hills area, we see the highest concentration areas of Latino citizen voting age population. So that's something we'll keep in mind as we're drawing these areas to keep that group together to ensure you know, that their voting strength is increased through this process. The other map that we show here is the Asian citizen voting age population concentrations. The darker the blue color, the higher the concentration or percentage of Asian citizen voting age population. Here you see in the Walnut area of the district, the higher concentrations, as well as in the Roland Heights areas, higher concentrations. And so we'll keep that in mind, again, as we draw these areas to ensure that that members of protected classes are given an increased influence through this process. So with that background information, what we're looking for through this public hearing process is suggestions, ideas, input in terms of how should these lines be drawn. We're coming at this with a bit of a blank slate, and it's often hard until you actually see some maps and ideas to give suggestions, but certainly open to hearing all the ideas that the community may have in terms of how these lines should be drawn. Some of the things that can be helpful to hear as we go through this process is that I think a particular neighborhood and another particular neighborhood makes sense to be together, that they represent a community of interest, that they are, you know, similar in characteristics and should be kept together in the same trustee area. I think certain roads are good dividing lines or not good dividing lines in some cases. You know, is the 60, is that a good dividing line? Nogales Street, is that a good dividing line? Or conversely, is there a corridor along one of those streets that it makes sense that both sides of that major road be kept together? Other things that can be, you know, looked at, a particular community should be in one area. We see on the map that you serve a variety of portions of different communities, and should that be a consideration in this process? Should each attendance boundary be in a single area or multiple areas? We often hear in school districts that you know, while you're going to area election, you still, all five of you, are responsible for all schools in the district. You have a fiduciary duty to all schools. And so to the extent you can have trustee areas that cross attendance boundaries so that you have multiple schools being represented by a trustee, that's a positive. And so if that's input from the community and the board, that's helpful to hear as well. So those are the kinds of items that were, are helpful as we go through this process. Any suggestions that folks in the community have, we'll certainly take those down. And as we draft these maps, we'll take them into consideration. With that, I'll turn it over for questions or the public hearing.
Perfect. So I did mention that we do have some translation services that are available, and I wanted those individuals to come to the mic and offer that so that we can.
Buenas noches. Hay personas que necesitan interpretación esta noche sobre este tema.
¿请问关于这个刚刚的选举法的改变，有没有什么问题或者是需要做解答的？
Okay. 네, 한국어로 서비스가 필요하신 분. 말씀하십시오.
네.
We will start the public hearing. The public hearing is for all interested parties to provide comments on the above mentioned item. Hearing opened at 7:15 p.m.
'Kay, I just have a very short comment, and this just amplifies the tragedy that we have Azusa Unified School District, which video syncs with Comcast, have a live thing. And here we are, something as important as this and the information this gentleman put out, and but for my camera back there, community gets nothing. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, hearing closed. Wait. Is there somebody else?
No.
Oh. Okay, hearing closed at 7:16 p.m. We will move on to the discussion action items on the agenda. The first item is 7A. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the course Sports Medicine and the textbook Principles of Athletic Training, a guide to evidence-based clinical practice, 16th edition?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Are there any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7B. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the course Restaurant Management, Culinary Arts, and the textbook Foundations of Restaurant Management and Culinary Arts Level 2, Second Edition, National Restaurant Association?
I move to adopt.
I'll second.
Are there any questions or discussion? Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7C. May I have a motion and a second to approve the revised textbook Foundations of Restaurant Management and Culinary Arts Level 1, second edition for the Pro Start Level 1 course?
I move.
I'll second.
Are there any questions or comments?
These textbooks are really something.
They're amazing.
They have more information than anybody wanting to go into the food industry would want to know. And these are high school students, so it's wonderful.
Great. Anybody else? Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7D. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Teen Talk Middle School 2018 Health Connected and Teen Talk High School 2018 Health Connected Curriculum Supplemental Materials to support implementation of the required instruction in compliance with Ed Code Sections 51930 to 51939?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Any questions or discussion?
I'd just like to thank Laura Rivas, Dr. Rivas, for all the time she put in
on holding meetings with the community to get their input on several curriculums that were available. And with the input of the community and staff, they came up with this recommendation. So this is truly an input from community and professionals. So thank you, Dr. Rivas.
I want to say ditto to what Mr. Malkin said, and I also wanted to add in to Ms. Kim for immediately reaching out to the community when concerns first started to arise about the curriculum and take an initiative to speak with people and bring some of our local community members and our faith-based leaders together. I think that made us help, or is going to help us implement this much smoother than a lot of other places I've seen. So thank you to them.
I took this curriculum very seriously because there was a lot of community concern about it. There's been information about it on the news, and parents are very concerned that we offer the information that our kids are ready for. I took both the curricula home, went through them, read them, made some suggestions to the administrative services, and although both were good, I did not prefer Teen Talk. I went to the presentations that were given by Dr. Rivas, and after discussing it, I'm not against the curriculum, except for I think that they order what they're teaching in the wrong way. I'm from the old school. I believe relationships come first. Teen Talk goes pretty much right into the sex of it, and it was my request to Dr. Mitchell that if I'm going to vote for Teen Talk, that I be reassured that there would be discussion of reordering the material by chapter so that it's in a sequence that we feel it's best for students. So that's my take on it.
I have a question, Dr. Mitchell. How much reading comments we received from the parents? I believe because the teachers, and this decision made by majority of the teachers vote for Teen Talk. Okay. Yeah, and I see that there's not much for the comments from the parents. How much response do you get from parents?
So with the specifics, we have two staff members that are here, but I can share that we held six meetings in total. We had three in the spring and three in the fall. The meetings that were held in the spring were information meetings, and the curriculum was available for parents to look at and community members to look at, and they were very well attended. Many of our board members attended as well, so we had them at three different locations, three different times of the day, and they were very, very well attended. We then had meetings with staff for them to look and take a deep dive through the curriculum and make a recommendation as to what they felt would work best. And then we had three meetings in the fall where we had invited the community to come again and to provide feedback. The meetings in the fall were not as well attended as the meetings in the spring. And I believe that as it has been shared, and Mr. Malkin had shared, those meetings in the spring really worked, really helped to alleviate some of the concerns that the community had regarding what were we going to be teaching when we implemented the California Healthy Youth Act. So specifically, in terms of your question is, how many parent comments did we receive?
Have you received any written
comments? We have received written comments. I think they were around 14, 20, something to that effect. Okay, under 15 written comments. Mm-hmm.
That not everybody who attended needed or were required to leave a written
Correct.
Comment, though.
That was optional.
Right.
Yeah, it was optional.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but still, because the nature of the subject and it complicates the subject, I think the time we offer to the parents or the teachers, not enough for them to review review all the material. Just two books, so thick. So much material, and all brand new to us, and we give the teachers one meeting 2.5 hours?
No, it was 2 days.
2 days. How many hours a day?
Full days.
Full days.
They were released from the classrooms. They were able to look at it.
But for the parents, the...
I want to make sure that I'm accurate. Yeah. I know it was... Go
for
ahead.
The teachers, there was one full day and then another evening. Mm-hmm. And for the parents, we did... For the community, we did have three times.
Right. For the parents' meeting, I was there on... all the parents share two books or two volumes?
No, this last meeting that we had in the fall.
Yeah.
So every parent could take as much time as they wanted to go through it. So the meetings did not leave the meeting until the parent had finished looking through any of the curriculum they wanted. And so there was never a time where those meetings that they couldn't look through curriculum, couldn't read through it. And we had our district nurses. We had a middle school teacher, a high school teacher. We had Dr. Rivas was there, Maddie was there, I was there. So there was plenty of staff to support and answer questions as well.
Right. How many copies were left in the room for the parents to read?
So because we purchased the curriculum, they're looking at the books. And so we had a copy of the middle school teen talk.
Only one copy of each of them, right?
Correct. So there were four in total.
The parents share all the time.
You were there. I mean, we had board members that were present.
Not all the parents looked at the same level at the same time. So there was different curriculums for different levels, and they would rotate. So it wasn't like you had 10 people looking at one book. You'd have, they would, you know, some would share one, and some would share another level, some would share another level, then they rotate.
Also, I think that you're under the impression that all of this is new, and it's not. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Zamora, but a lot of this curriculum for the health is the same as previous curriculum. It's expanded on, and then there are some new sections that have been added. But a lot of the things on hygiene and nutrition and things like that are all the same. It's no difference. So they didn't need a lot of time, the teachers, to go through that part. Yeah.
As I understand it, too, the initial larger groups came because they were concerned about how we were going to present it and at what age. The biggest concern was that they didn't want us to offer it to elementary school children. And our group, our district had decided not to do that anyway. That satisfied a lot of the parents. We're following exactly what the state required. We're doing it in seventh grade, once in middle school, and once in high school. No elementary school. It's my understanding that some of the elementary schools are giving kindergartners information about things they have no business needing. So I think we're going in the right direction, and thank you for that.
And I attended two of the spring ones, and there were many parents, and a lot of questions were answered. I remember Miriam teaching, and she was at her moment, and parents kept asking questions. She kept answering, and then the next rotation of parents, and so there was a lot. And then I also want to say thank you to the teachers that made the recommendation and took the time to do that. Okay.
Just one other statement, too, is that what Ms. Ebbenkamp said, there were so many rumors and misunderstandings going around about this curriculum and so many people fueling that I think that's what got a lot of the parents upset. And that's why I said in my previous comment that I was so happy that when I heard some of the stuff that was going on and let Dr. Mitchell know, and Ms. Kim immediately was in the community trying to diffuse that and clarify and let people know what was really happening and what we were really doing with the curriculum. And the communication was very, very strong. I feel like it was very, very strong, and that immediate action was taken by the district so that everybody could be clear about it.
Should I say that or you? It doesn't matter. Okay. Lynn suggested to make a request to reorder the lessons. And so we need a consensus for the board if you feel that that is necessary. Other people want to comment or say how you feel.
Has this been discussed with the teachers?
It has. Yeah,
are they okay with it?
They are. So Dr. Rivas has spoken with both the middle school teacher and the high school teacher that were representing the staff at the curriculum review dates. And so she had the conversation. The interest is, I believe it's lesson number 7, which is relationships be moved to the front, and then followed by more of the detailed content that would follow. And so if that's something that isn't the way that the curriculum is packaged, but it has been vetted, Dr. Zamora has looked at it, Dr. Rivas has looked at it, and staff has looked at it to see would it change or compromise anything, and the answer to that was no. There would be no problem from a staff perspective.
Did the teachers feel that that would
that
be
Dr. Rivas spoke with a middle school representative and a high school, and they felt that it would not be a problem to do so.
Is that something they would want to do or they prefer not to, did they say?
It makes sense that it be ready for them so they can present it, if as long as it's okay with the team, then they don't individually have to change it around, and it because it would take more teacher time to do that if at all.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Ask if
okay, Carrie, are you okay with it?
Yes, I'm.
Consensus, yeah. Yes, Lynn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Okay, I'll say yes too. Okay, that's clarified. Mm-hmm. All right, so now back to voting. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7E. May I have a motion and a second to receive the results of the evaluation rubrics for Roland Unified School District's local indicators on the California dashboard?
I make a motion.
A second.
Are there any questions or discussion? Okay, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7F. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number AS192005, adoption of debt policy?
I'll move that.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Confirm. Mr. Flores, did you want to, do you have a comment on this particular item? This is the item regarding the debt policy resolution.
Actually, I wanted to speak about the refunding.
Oh, no. Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7G. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number AS192004, issuance of 2019 refunding bonds?
I move.
Second.
Are there any questions or discussion? Mr. Flores?
Yes, at the last study session, the board requested that we provide updates on the refunding as we're going through the process to make sure this is a savings for our taxpayers. I'm happy to report to you tonight that the last indications working with Mr. Farrell is that it's increased by $200,000, so the savings would potentially be $3.3 million. And again, we'll be providing information to the board as we're going through the process to make sure that this is a benefit for our community.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that's wonderful. When this board is beat up almost every month because we spend too much money, we're saving the taxpayers' money here.
Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7H. May I have a motion and a second to adopt a resolution SO192004 for proclaiming October 23rd, 2019 as Chinese American Day?
I make a motion.
I second.
Any questions or discussion?
I support this resolution because when I see the ACR 121 pass from the state Senate and Assembly, and as the one of mine is that because Roland has large population of Chinese American populations, I think we should adopt this resolution also. I think the spirit of this resolution is it says we need to educate our kids to remember the fathers, grandfathers, and for their contribution to America. And I'm an immigrant. I have the feeling, I think my feeling is stronger than the American-born residents here, because when we're born in another country, we come here, and we spend the rest of our life contributing everything here to make this world better. And I think everyone before us did the same. So I think adopt this resolution is the right thing to do, and educate the kids. And also, it's not for the Chinese American, for any ethnic group here in America, do the same. So I support this resolution for Roland Heights. Yeah.
All right. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is the consent calendar. We will approve all the items in consent with the exception of the one pulled item, which was 8B10, for separate discussion and action. May I have a motion and a second?
I make a motion.
A second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 8B10, approval of conference attendance as listed in the attached. May I have a motion?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion?
I asked to pull this item because the board will be voting on our California School Board Association conference and paying for that. And I thought it fitting that we do that in open session, in not an open session, but so the audience was aware of what we were voting for.
Okay, we'll vote. All in favor?
I wanted to make one comment. And I appreciate Ms. Ebbingkamp doing that. But one thing I do want to have on record is that just as we invest in the professional development of our staff and our teachers and our administrators, we also have to invest in staff development and development, professional development for our board, because new things come up all the time that we also need to be aware of and that we want to learn more about and see what other districts are doing as well. So the things that we put in to attend are definitely beneficial, and we thank you for your support on it.
I'll just make one comment that if you look at the actual expenditures, you'll see that it's not equally spread across all the board members. That mine and Dr. Mitchell's is a little bit higher. That's because I need more education.
No, he's going to go to the presidential workshop or president
because
workshop.
Because of the president's workshop.
President workshop. Okay. So, oh, my gosh. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I would like to notify the public that in addition to the public hearing earlier this evening, there will be another public hearing regarding the California Voting Rights Act and the district's transition from an at-large to by trustee area-based voting system for school board members. The public hearing will be at the board study session on October 24th at 4 o'clock p.m. to receive input from the community on the criteria that will be utilized to establish the trustee area map and identify the trustee areas in which elections will be held in 2020 and 2022. We are now on to board member comments. We will start with Lynn this evening.
Okay, I get to start it off. I've started my campus visits, and I went with Ms. Friedman, and I went to both the high school campuses. It was a pleasure visiting classrooms with the principals to see what our students are learning and how. And Roland High School is coming along. It's almost finished. We're waiting for that last plant to be planted, I guess. At Roland High School, I was so impressed. The medical lab that's there is something else. If any of you can go in and see it, it's fabulous. It's like state of the art. When I went to the PA program in nursing school, I wish I'd had something like that. And think about it, two of our high schools have the equipment. It has all types of dolls that they can practice doing different procedures on. I don't remember. What's the name of the big computerized, Dr. Mitchell? Sorry. Armitage? Okay. It's a huge computer if a human were going to lay on it, it's that size. There are different buttons to push. The students can push on a scalpel. They can do an incision electronically. But they can peel off different layers of the muscles and fat and bones and get right down to the organs. It's fantastic. So if you get a chance to go in and see it, you should. The parade is coming. I've been working hard with the parade committee, trying to get it ready for the whole community. I want to thank the staff. We have several staff members that come and volunteer for the parade every year. And we have over 100 students from the high schools, both in Roland and from some of the surrounding communities that volunteer their time. And we hope it's going to be the best parade yet. And I'm really pleased as a board member. We are very serious about the money we spend, regardless of some of the comments I hear. We are able to save the taxpayers some money tonight. And I think I can say this, but anyway, our decision about the Voting Rights Act, we had brought it up in 2017. We didn't put it off. We tried to do what we had to do to get the process started. Our thinking was that we knew there was a census being taken in 2020. Because we're now forced to do it now, we're going to have to pay twice to redraw the district lines. So in essence, we weren't trying to avoid it. We were trying to save a little money. It was on the plate for 2022 election. So please believe us when we tell you that. So I look forward to making the decisions that we have to make coming forward. We're going to be at a lot of meetings, a lot of hearings, and I'll try to get out to the community also to hear what the community has to say. But I look forward to making those decisions and pray that we make the right ones. Thank you.
Angelina?
I want to thank the student speakers and Roland High School for great reports tonight. And I want to say that I enjoyed the homecoming and / Battle of the Tracks game. The students and staff did a great job. And then I especially want to congratulate Mr. Mitch Brenier on being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was surprised, and that was the best part of it. I apologize that I haven't been out to a lot of events and over the past months. My job at work changed about a year ago, and it's changing again, and they're keeping me busy. So, but I'm getting settled in, and I'll be back out there real soon. I want to thank CSEA and ARE for attending the meeting tonight, but I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me in trouble too, Lynn. There's this thing that we always talk about in our family about how people never come out to visit people until they're sick or they're dead, and that's when everybody shows up. And sometimes that's what I feel like nobody comes to see us unless we're sick or dead or you guys, there's something on the table. And I'd like to see you guys just because. I'd like to see the room filled just because, not during times of just, you know, things that are going on with the unions. So I hope that you guys will come and see us. And the other thing is, you know, after the funeral or after the person gets better, then nobody else comes around again. I hope that after all of this is done, that you guys still come around and you still come see us. I'd appreciate that. Now, this is the part that's really going to get me in trouble. So we got a lot of postcards, and I have to say I'm disappointed because about 5 years ago, Mr. Lohman, that we received postcards, and they were handwritten. And I enjoyed reading every single one of them, and I still have every single one of them. So I like the handwritten postcards. Just letting you guys know. Okay. So, but thank you guys. I appreciate it.
David?
I want to also congratulate the Roland High School National Merit Scholarship semifinalists and commended students. This is really a special recognition for those of you that might not be familiar with that process. It really brought a tear to my eye because there's a plaque out here in the lobby area where my son has his name on there from being a National Merit. And it really is a high level of recognition. So congratulations to have that many from one school is really great. 2 weeks ago, my wife and I attended the big game, Roland and Nogales. It was our first tailgating. So I needed a little education on what this all meant. To start with, I got lost. I couldn't find it. I automatically assumed the tailgate was in the parking lot. It wasn't in the parking lot. But thank goodness Dr. Mitchell found my wife and I wandering around and brought us back to where the tailgate was. And we were able to participate. And the game was great. It was really a lot of fun to see the queen and the court and to see the game, see the inter-district rivalry going on. And it was just really a neat game to watch. Also, congratulations to the Hall of Famers that were inducted into the Roland High School Hall of Fame, and especially to what was mentioned, Mitch Bruner being inducted. And it was kind of neat going back there because I got to see a lot of people I haven't seen for 20 years or longer, and people that my son grew up with that were there in attendance, such as Mr. Bruner's wife, who my son grew up with, his wife, many years ago, and haven't seen them for a long time. So it was really kind of a neat reunion. Last week, my wife and I also attended the Oktoberfest, a night of scary music over at Nogales High School. And I tell you, it really makes me proud that we've adopted music for all in our district. It was really evident by the wide range of students and their talents, what success that has brought to our students to have music for all. The college fair at Roland High School was fabulous. It really highlighted how useful that facility will be now that it's been remodeled. It was out in the courtyard, plenty of room, it wasn't crowded. The lighting was fabulous when it got dark. So it really highlighted how useful that whole area is going to be in the future. The college parade at Yorbita, that was really cute. The teachers wore their caps and gowns from the schools they graduated from. Different classes had different schools, including Washington State University, which actually had a Husky there as their mascot that was in the parade. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of neat watching the kids with their caps and gowns march. And I want to thank again Dr. Rivas for your presentations you've done in the past month on the California Youth Healthy Youth Act. It was really great. And I think because of how well you did it, it was an example of why the crowds weren't as large as they were at the beginning, that they became aware of what this was all about. And it kind of reduced a lot of their fears and anxieties. Finally, I want to congratulate Tammy B. Holloway at Roland Elementary. She started the K Club there for Kiwanis, and she received a Distinguished Service Award last night from Kiwanis International. And it's really a high level of recognition for for what she's done there. Her club is so popular that they have a waiting list now to get into her club just because they can't get enough kids into one area. And finally, I want to wish everybody a fun and safe Halloween. Thank you.
Carrie?
The decision made by our board usually had the impact to everyone's life for a long, long time. But tonight is very special. Almost every item we discuss or we made a decision will impact everyone's life for a long time, such as the California Youth Act material. We started the education and teach the kids a new set of material, and the voting right. We are going to have the trustee area voting, and also, we passed the resolution for Chinese American Day. All these are going to impact our life and make a lot of influence to the community. For the California Healthy Youth Act material, I want to thank Dr. Mitchell and your staff for making another effort communicate with the the community, the parents, and the residents, for them to understand what we are trying to do and getting the feedback from them. And you have done a lot of effort. Parents are so appreciated, and the decision you made for not teaching the elementary level of the adopted new health material for the elementary level, and that satisfied the parents and some even other districts' parents thinking about transferring their kids to our district. So you have done a lot. We appreciate that. Thank you. And for the material selection, there were two sets of material we are considering, right? PPP and the Teen Talk. And I reviewed both of them. And to me, myself, if I made a decision, if I choose, I choose PPP, not the Teen Talk, because PPP had more parent involvement opportunities in that material. But I vote yes tonight because I trust our staff. I trust our teachers who made a decision to select the Teen Talk as material. And I want them to teach what they choose, and they will do better, right? I congratulate Mitch Bernier for your achievement and your name's on the wall. And that was a great, yeah. For College Fair, one of the parents come to me and says, "Carrie, this is I can't believe that." And I call my my friends and whose kids are attending neighboring district. I ask them which one. He said Warner. He said Warner never done this. So Warner didn't have this offered to their kids, and we are the parents in the. Is so jealous. It's the Roland has this, and then we don't. So he come to me, and I introduce her to Dr. Mitchell. Then she thanked Dr. Mitchell so much. So I think you did very good job. All the staff, and we did very good job, and the lot of information for them, and they help the kids for admission, applying for. Financial assistance, scholarship, and all of those, we help the kids applying to better school and a good better life. Thank you.
Good evening again. Thank you all for staying for the entire meeting. First, Mike, thank you so much for your great presentation. It's always good to hear good news, and that was great. Some items we approved on the consent calendar tonight, I wanted to mention two of them. Contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Peter Henham Energy Consulting. This company will be looking into our sites for possible solar opportunities on roofs, open space, or parking areas. Great. An independent contractor agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Always Safe and Healthy. There will be a variety of training sessions, including CPR, first aid certification, training for staff this school year. I am so excited to have started visiting many schools and going into many classrooms. I have seen excellent teaching and learning at all of our campuses. So I just want to mention a few things that I saw. Ibarra Academy, oh no, I'm not going to mention the list. Roland High School, not only did I visit classrooms, but Mr. Mitch Brunier, principal, showed us the new performing arts building. And it's still under construction, but it looked fantastic. I felt like I was at a theater that you pay to go in, and really like, oh my gosh, it was great. Oswald Academy for October 7th through 11th, they wore different things for mental health awareness. So pink was show compassion to others, blue for wisdom, strength, and trust, yellow for spreading happiness by doing something kind for others, favorite sports jersey for a healthy body and mind. At Hollingworth, I saw Mystery Science Animals Program. This is something that we voted on, and it was so interesting that I didn't want to leave the classroom.
The STARS building services came, at STARS, the building services came out right away to put up a needed fence for the safety of our students. So I wanted to say thank you, building services. I attended, and there will be some repeats, Shellen's 50th anniversary. It was fantastic. All grade levels performed a song in Chinese. A kindergartner led the audience in the Star-Spangled Banner. Retired teachers were there, and so much more. I had someone come up to me and say, are you Dana Peduto's mom? I said yes, and found out it was Mrs. Stein Koenig. It was my youngest daughter's first grade teacher. And she was an excellent teacher. She's retired now. It was a great time, enjoyed by all. The college fair at Roland High School, this was terrific. It was so crowded. It was really wonderful. So many colleges were present. It was a great experience for students and parents. The Yorbita College Walk, students cheered and chanted for their college, university they were representing. The parade was great. Class of 2032, and I'm thinking, my dad was born in 1932, 100 years? Oh, my gosh. And other years. It was amazing. RHS 2019 Alumni Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Mitch Brunier, principal of Orland High School, was surprised to find out that day he was one of the participants receiving this great honor. And the tailgate party, classified and certificated, donated all the food, and it was great to see so many volunteers from the technology department, transportation, and more. Thank you. And we do not need to return to closed session. May I have a motion and a second to adjourn the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 7:55 p.m.